it would seem indeed that these large and agile creatures living in the middle depths of the sea must, to a large extent, forever remain unknown to us, since underwater they are too nimble for nets, and it is only by such rare, unlooked-for accidents that specimens can be obtained. In the case of Haplotuthis ferox, for instance, we are still altogether ignorant of its habitat, as ignorant as we are of the breeding ground of the herring or the seaways of the salmon. And zoologists are altogether at a loss to account for its sudden appearance on our coast. Possibly it was the stress of a hunger migration that drove it hither out of the deep. But it will, perhaps, better to avoid necessarily inconclusive discussion and to proceed at once with our narrative. The first human being to set eyes upon a living Haplotuthis, the first human being to survive, that is, for there can be little doubt now that the wave of bathing fatalities and boating accidents that travelled along the coast of Cornwall and Devon in early May was due to this cause, was a retired tea dealer of the name of Fison, who was...